Good morning, beloved. My, it's wonderful to share these few moments with you on this Thursday morning. Today we are in Hosea chapter 4, verses 4 through 19. Here accusations against Israel and its priests are cited. The priesthood is accused of causing Israel's failure to abide by their covenant with God. And again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 4 at verse 4. The Lord says, "Let no one accuse the people or reprimand them. My complaint is against you priests. Night and day you blunder on, and the prophets do no better than you. I'm going to destroy Israel, your mother. My people are doomed because they do not acknowledge me. You priests have refused to acknowledge me and have rejected my teaching, and so I reject you and will not acknowledge your sons as my priests. More than you priests, the more priests there are, the more you sin against me, and so I will turn your honor into disgrace. You go rich from the sins of my people, and so you want them to sin more and more. You will suffer the same punishment as the people. I will punish you and make you pay for the evil you do. You will eat your share of the sacrifices, but still be hungry. You will worship the fertility gods, but still have no children, because you have turned away from me to follow other gods." The Lord says, "Wine doth both old and new is robbing my people of their senses. They ask for revelations from a piece of wood. A stick tells them what they want to know. They have left me like a woman who becomes a prostitute. They have given themselves to other gods. At sacred places on the mountaintops they offer sacrifice. On the hills they burn incense under tall spreading trees, because the shade is so pleasant. As a result, your daughters serve as prostitutes, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. Yet I will not punish them for this, because you yourselves go off with temple prostitutes, and together with them you offer pagan sacrifices. As the proverb says, a people without sense will be ruined. Even though you people of Israel are unfaithful to me, may Judah not be guilty of the same thing. Don't worship at Gilgal or Beth-Aven, or make promises there in the name of the living God. The people of Israel are as stubborn as mules. How can I feed them like lambs in a meadow? The people of Israel are under the spell of idols. Let them go their own way. After drinking much wine, they delight in their prostitution, preferring disgrace to honor. They will be carried away as by the wind, and they will be ashamed of their pagan sacrifices." And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 4, verse 9, where the Lord says to the priests, "I will punish you and make you pay for the evil that you do." You know, beloved, we look at the foolishness that's going on in our world today, and we ask ourselves, how have things become so evil? How has the world come to this? And beloved, we are in part responsible for it, because we know the truth, and we have been encouraged by those in, you know, leadership in our churches, "Well, you just be quiet. You serve your God at home and at church, and don't make a pest of yourself. Don't make people uncomfortable by your Christian values." And because of that, this whole world has grown up without a Christian testimony. And is it any wonder then that we turn to the evils and the depths of depravity that we do, because the world doesn't have the slightest idea of the desires of a holy God, because his children, that's you and me, we've kept our mouths shut, and we haven't revealed God's true will to the world around us. So just like the Old Testament priests were responsible for the fall of Israel, because they failed to instruct their followers, God's people, in the ways of the Lord. So we shouldn't be surprised when the world turns on us because they see us as the enemy and our world of absolutes as being absolutely wrong and wicked. So, beloved, share your love of God with everybody that you can while you can. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Hosea chapter 6, verses 1. Chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 7, verse 2, where the people's repentance is insincere. And so until tomorrow then, may God bless you and yours in Jesus' name. Amen.